Palestinians say freezing settlement activities is an Israeli obligation, not a precondition for talks. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat made the remarks in reaction to a recent statement by the French president. François Hollande had called for the resumption of direct talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority without preconditions. Hundreds of protesters gather outside Portugal's parliament as lawmakers approve the draft budget for 2013. The budget includes the harshest austerity measures in Portugal's living memory. The country is in recession and its unemployment rate is expected to surpass 16% by 2013. The Russian foreign minister warns that there will be further bloodshed in Syria if the West insists on its demand for the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad. Sergei Lavrov has renewed calls for talks between Assad and the Syrian opposition to end the crisis. A wave of bomb and mortar attacks rocks the Syrian capital Damascus, leaving over a dozen civilians dead. The attacks come as clashes between government troops and insurgents rage on across the country. Syria has been hit by a deadly unrest since March of 2011. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the challenges posed by arrogant powers will never end. Addressing Iranian students in the capital Tehran, Ayatollah Khamenei said these challenges will only make the nation stronger. Iran's foreign minister has called for an end to deadly violence against Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. Ali Akbar Salehi made the plea in a phone conversation with his Myanmarese counterpart. Salehi said Iran is ready to help resolve this crisis in Myanmar's western Rakhine state. Bangladeshi officials say nearly 130 Rohingya refugees are missing after their boat sank near the border between Myanmar and Bangladesh. The Muslims were apparently fleeing communal violence in the western Rakhine state. Reports say more than 300 Rohingyas have been killed in fresh attacks by Buddhist extremists in October. At least two striking workers have died in a mine in South Africa after being shot by security forces. Police say the victims were among a group of miners who were trying to break into a local armory in the southeastern province of KwaZulu-Natal.